Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I want to talk about retain and referrals. We call it our retainer referrals maximizer. Because sure, you need to get new clients. You need to be able to attract, you need to be able to educate, you need to be able to ask, you need to be able to bring new clients in. But once you've got new clients, you've got to make sure that you retain them. And you will hear just about every clued on smart business owner tell you that it is so much easier to be able to keep clients and grow your business and to get those clients to refer rather than spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on marketing to try to get new clients who don't actually right now know you, like you, or trust you. So it becomes really smart business to make sure you know how are you going to retain and then how are you going to get those clients to refer. So let's dive into that. Just quickly, before I do, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network free Facebook group, make sure you jump over to there. Every week, we run a live exclusive training just for that group in terms of how to be able to use various strategies and tactics to get more clients, retain more clients, and get your clients becoming walking, talking billboards for you. The link is in the description or search on Facebook, the Million Dollar Referral Network. So retain to be able to then get referrals. To me, it comes down to three simple things. The first one is the experience. When someone first becomes a client of yours, what's their experience like? Is it just luck? Is it planned out? Do you know exactly what's going to happen? Day zero, day one, day two, day seven, day 10, day 21, day 30? See, businesses that put time and effort into what is the experience going to be like. When someone first becomes your client, there's a whole bunch of things that go through their head around, oh, did I make the right decision? Is this person really going to be able to help me? Am I really going to get the result that I want? Did I make a mistake? Like their 2 million-year-old brain is there telling them all these things to think about in terms of, did you do the right thing? So what experience have you put in place that makes sure they know they're at the right place, they're with the right person, they're doing the right thing? So within our business, we map out, we know the average person's with us for 3.5, 4 years. So we map out what's going to happen on day zero, all the way through to what's going to happen on day 1300. And sure, there's not stuff that's going to happen on every single day, but the experience only occurs when you've mapped it out and you know what the experience needs to look like. The second part of that is, when you get clients, what's the journey like that they go on with you? Sure, they want to get a particular result, whatever it is that you deliver. But they also want to be part of a community. They also want to be engaged with on a personal level. They also want to feel like they're part of something bigger than just their own business. How do you create that? It's really easy to become focused purely on what it is that you do and just concentrate on what it is that you do. But that's not all that your client wants or needs. So you've got the experience part, and then you've got the journey that you take them on while they're clients with you. See, some people go, well, we send them a card and maybe a little gift on their birthday. And they put all that down to, that's the experience and journey. We're doing a great job. No, you're not. Because there's so much more that you could do. The third part is, how are you educating your current clients on how they can help you? And I use the word educate rather than how are you asking your clients to refer to you. I think if you educate your clients on how they can help you, most will choose to do that, and it becomes more powerful because they've made the decision to help you rather than you telling them to help you. I don't know too many people in the world that do things that they get told to do. It's a rebellion after going through 12 years of schooling where you're constantly told every day what to do. It's like, now we're adults. It's like, well, you're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to tell me not what to do. So rather than tell them to refer, how about you educate them on how they can refer, on what they could do to be able to help you, on how they could become a walking billboard for you. And you will find that the majority will want to do that, and in fact will do it without you even needing to say anything else. Your retaining clients isn't just, let's hope that they stay. There's methodology, there's strategy, there's plan, there's tactics that you should be implementing in your business. A big thing that we run is a traffic light system where every single one of our clients are either red, yellow, or green. Red, hey, we haven't heard from them for a while. They're not quite responding the way that we want. There's something going on here. We're in danger. Yellow. Obviously, the next level down, not quite we're in danger, but there's a few things taking place and there's a few warning signs. Let's make sure that we're on top of this in terms of what can we do to help? What can we do to support? And green, all things are going well with them. Now, with our traffic lights, we ensure that rather than going, oh, someone's green, if we feel that maybe they're not, then they're definitely yellow. Because if you have that way of thinking, no one's ever going to slip through the cracks. No one's ever going to end up being a surprise where they send you an email and go, well, you know what? I don't want to be doing this anymore. See, in your business, this has to be just as big a path as bringing in new business. Because if you're constantly just focusing on how do we bring in new business and you're constantly losing people at the other end, you're not ever growing. You're just rotating people in for the people that you've lost. And trust me, that's hard work. You don't ever feel like you're making progress. So this needs to be a part that needs to be considered in your business. Think about your customer experience, the customer journey, traffic lights. What are you doing to educate and turn them into walking billboards? If you were to write out everything that you're doing right now, I can guarantee you it's probably like 1/100th compared to what could happen or what we do. One of our winning indicators within our business is retention rate. Because we know it is so much easier once you already have a client to ensure you keep that client than constantly going after new people who don't know who you are. Love to be able to hear wherever you happen to be listening to this, whether it be on our Podbean, whether it be on iTunes, on Spotify, on YouTube, or any of our social platforms, leave me a comment below. What was your takeaway? What was your insight? What did you just get from this? What do you need to do differently? What do you need to now go and focus on? And remember, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network, our free Facebook group, search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook or click on the link in the description below and come over and join us. So we run an exclusive training in there every week, helping the members of that group to be able to attract, educate, ask, get more clients and then to be able to retain them. Till next time, guys. Great being with you. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you real soon. Take care, everyone.